Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wherever you are, go ahead and share tonight's episode with someone, with a friend. And if you're driving in your car, let someone know where they can hear TMG.
It's time to get on board. TMG is taking off.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hi, everybody! Welcome to a new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Guys, real quick, do me a favor. Don't forget to share and like and visit our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, before we get this party started, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Man, I'm excited about tonight's episode. Can't you tell I got just a little extra energy tonight? I'm glad that you're here and that you're joining. And maybe this might be your very first time joining the show, your very first time listening. If it is, do me a favor, type the word new in chat, N-E-W. And if this is your first time listening to this, wherever you are, go ahead and just say the word new one time for me and just put it in the atmosphere. Let me pick it up on your sound waves that you're a new listener. And whether you're listening in Spain or whether you're listening in Canada, maybe you're listening in Germany, wherever you are around the world, let me take this time to tell you thank you for tuning in. I'm so glad that you're here. And you said, well, Travis, man, I'm not new. I've been listening to the show since you've been on. And well, let me take this moment to look you right in the eye or come across your earwaves and say, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Guys, everybody knows that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration in our everyday lives. So if you have an inspiring story that you would like to tell and maybe come on a show, drop us an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And you say, but Travis, listen, I don't want to come on a show, but I know someone that has a very inspiring story that would be good for your listeners to hear. That's okay. Drop us an email with their information at tellmesomething21 tmgpod@gmail.com. And you can even remain anonymous if you'd like. Guys, you know we have a few affiliate sponsors. I want to go ahead and play that information, get it out the way, because this episode tonight, you are going to be glad you tuned in. That's right, everybody. Come on in. Thank you for being here. After this information, guys, we're going to dive into this, and it's going to get good.
Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomething21, and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Breaking your phone sucks. Breaking your phone, then trying to sell it online, sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online, only to find out that the money you'll only get for it sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online for peanuts, shipping it, and finding out that you got scammed, sucks. Gizmogo makes selling your phone fast, safe, and simple by paying you the highest price for your device. And with Gizmogo's free unlimited shipping and price guarantee, millions of people are starting to sell on Gizmogo. Fast, safe, simple. Gizmogo, the best way.
There it is, guys, right there. Visit one of our sponsors. The information is right now in the chat. And if you're not watching this, listen to the links and you hear how to get it. Guys, listen, tonight's episode is going to be amazing. If you did not catch tonight's episode title, guys, it's entitled My Side of the Story. Yeah, My Side of the Story. There's nothing like your side of the story. Have you ever been in a conversation or discussion with someone and you heard what they had to say? You heard their input. And then you waited so you could tell your side of the story. Yeah, there is nothing and there's no story like yours. And there is no one who can tell your story the way that you can. Now, I know people can say, well, you said this or you said that, but no one can tell your story quite the way that you can. And I know you have heard people and things say things to you, but this is the time that you tell your side of the story. Guys, listen to this statistic. According to the American Cancer Society's estimate for the year 2024, which is this year, right? There will be an estimated 2,001,140 new cases diagnosed in the United States alone. That's right. They are predicting that there will be over 2 million cases of people diagnosed with cancer this year, just this year. That's an alarming rate, guys. That's almost 5,500 cancer diagnoses a day. Can you imagine what story that is? This number is expected to rise due to the aging population and increased diagnosis of some cancers. So what they're saying is the aging population, because people are living longer, they're saying they're more susceptible to certain diagnoses of cancer and other diseases. That's crazy, right? I know it is. So this number is expected to rise due to the aging population and increased diagnosis of some cancers. Listen, gosh, this story right here is going to blow your mind. Our guest is a 3-time cancer conqueror. He didn't do it once. He didn't do it twice. He's a 3-time cancer conqueror, an entrepreneur, and an author, guys, listen, who has become fed up with hearing about what cancer can do. And he's here today, guys, he's here today to tell his side of the story. Guys, do me a favor, give me a huge TMG welcome for our guest, Trent Rock. What's up, Trent? How you doing?
Man, what an intro. I am pumped up, man. That is awesome. The energy.
I heard part of your story, Trent, and I know you're upset about this. I know you've heard what cancer had to say. Today, man, we're going to hear your side of the story.
Sounds good. Sounds good, man. This is awesome. Thanks for having me on, man. This is going to be fun. This is going to be fun.
I'm completely excited about it. Trent, thank you so much for coming on to the show today. We are excited, man, to have you here. Trent, let's dive into this, man. At which point in your life did your story begin to kind of take a different turn than expected, man?
Sure. Well, I was an IT guy, and I was traveling around the States and the world, working in New Zealand, and doing some IT projects there. I started a kettle corn business on the weekend with a buddy. They didn't have kettle corn there. It was a weekend thing. You know, I kind of always wanted to do my own thing,
right.
And it took off. Well,
no kettle corn in New Zealand?
Popcorn, not kettle corn.
Oh, wow.
Right. Yeah. So we mix the salty and the sweet together, and, you know, you just can't say no, right?
Right.
So I'm doing my thing, small business, working hard, you know, spending most of my time at Popcorn Heaven, as I called it, my labor of love. And I started limping around the factory in the early spring of 2019. Went to a few doctors, kept saying the same thing. We think you've torn a glute muscle. Okay. Had to go into the hospital to get some blood work done, not related to the limping around or anything.
The hematologist
said, hey, look, I think we need to get an x-ray. Kind of bickered about it, got an x-ray, didn't think anything about it. Leaving Popcorn Heaven on my way to lunch one day, I get the call from her, and this is where it all turned. I got that call. It changed my life, right? And it's that you have extensive, aggressive hip bone cancer.
Wow.
You have about a quarter inch of bone holding your leg on. If you break it, yes. If you break it, the leg's coming off. We can't repair it. Get to the hospital right now. We can't believe you haven't broken it already. You go straight to the emergency room. That's how we started.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Trent. Wait a minute. You're just going through life, doing business, doing work, traveling, doing your thing, and you limp around, go to the hospital for some blood work, unrelated to the limping.
Yeah.
And you're leaving, you're going, doing the rest, everything else do, you get a phone call that says your life has changed.
Yeah. It was the beginning of the fight for my life that I naively had no idea. Right.
Wow.
And
wow.
You know, this lady actually, she saved my life, man. She did. I've had several people do that. She's one of the first ones in this whole thing because, you know, this whole thing with me, you know, going to the doctor, this was over, you know, several months, you know, it wasn't getting better. So I go to another doctor and I'm just thinking, what's going on, you know? And man, yeah. So into the hospital we go, it's public health care in New Zealand. So, right. We like the free idea, but the service is kind of average and, you know, the lead time is long, right? Kind of typical.
Yep.
So the plan was, let's make we're going to do an implant. We'll cut it out and do an implant. Okay. Get on your merry way. Well, three times. Okay. This happened three times. Do the scans, do the x-ray, start to build the implant. 2 months later, let's put the implant in. Well, the cancer had progressed. right?
Oh, wow.
So it wouldn't fit. It wouldn't fit. This stuff has to fit like down to a millimeter, right? I mean,
you're
walking on these for, you know, the rest of your life. It's got to, you know. So third time through, they just said, look, Trent, it's too far gone. We're going to have to cut the leg off. So.
Wait a minute.
I lost. Yeah.
They went from we could treat it to now we got to amputate.
We have to amputate it.
Wow.
Yeah. They even brought a guy in as a volunteer, you know, to come in and talk to me that had a work accident that had kind of something similar. And he came in, nice guy, you know, took his pants off, took his leg off, showed me everything, talked me through it. I couldn't handle it, man. I lost it. I lost it, right? My parents, I got to the point where, you know, after the first couple of times, you know, something, here's a little piece, a little nugget for people. If you're going to go to the doctor and get something, you know, you think you're going to talk about something, just take somebody with you, get them on the phone. So, because what happened to me several times is they would give me the info and I would black out. We would talk about it. We would, you know, not, you know, you just can't remember. You're kind of in shock, right? You're in the initial shock.
Exactly.
You know, so you talk about these life changing, making, maybe dying decisions. And afterwards, you aren't even sure what you talked about. Right. So
no idea.
That's right. That's right. So I get the first few times I did it on my own. Then I got my parents on the line. Right. Even though they're in the States. And my dad just stepped in one day on during an appointment. He just said, look, you're not cutting his leg off. You've promised us. My son is a fighter. He's not a quitter. He will make this leg work. You just leave it, cut it off later, but leave it for now. You can't grow it back. And the doc's like, we cut off everybody's leg, 99%. He'll be the only person ever, you know? And my dad's like, we don't care. Leave it. Leave it. So he left it, right? Which was cool. But I got to keep the leg, but he wouldn't guarantee functionality, feeling. It was going to be shorter than the other because all the hip was gone. It'd be like jello in there. Quality of life wouldn't be as good. So, you know, I kind of show a few things to people to give them an idea. This is what the surgery looked like. Okay.
Okay.
So you can see this is a normal pelvis, right? That's the normal side. This side, it's gone, man. Totally gone. And they put a little wire in here to keep leg from moving up because, you know, you put any pressure on or anything, it just goes. Right. It's like, yeah, it's going to give.
Right.
Right. And so I had a raise, you know, it took a couple years to get a raised shoe. Surgery was successful, but it got infected. Okay. Infected on the first surgery.
Are you serious?
Yep. 6 or 7 more surgeries, IV antibiotics, 4 months in the hospital, blah, blah, blah.
Great.
You know, cut me open, filleted me from my belly button to my spine. Halfway down my leg, man. I mean, they basically cut the leg off and sewed it back on, right? Got out of the hospital. Okay, we're done with everything. Mom and dad go home. And, you know, the whole time I'm still working, right? I never stop working, still taking phone calls, still doing emails, doing whatever I can. You know, can't get out of the hospital bed for 2 months straight. But, hey.
Right, life still goes on.
Well, right, man. You know, and what am I going to do? Shut the doors or keep going, right? So, you know, back to work, back in my routine, go, you know, now we get a scan every few months, right? Mm-hmm. Go to get my scan, pancreas and lung cancer. What?
Wait a minute. Yeah. You just had hip cancer?
Yeah.
And now you
have permanently disabled.
Now pancreas and lung cancer.
Correct. Yes.
Let me ask you this question, man. When you learned you had cancer the first time from the hip, right? And then you get this in news about the lung and the pancreas. That had to be some disturbing news. How did you begin to process what you heard or were you even able to?
Well, the first time I had a meltdown because
I can understand.
Yeah. My brother's best friend. Okay. One of my good friends, my aunt and uncle's godson. Okay. Close friend. He was 38 and he had a battle with cancer and he died of pancreatic cancer about 6 months before I got it, left his wife and kids. Okay. So I was already in the hole with the head. With the head.
And then this comes, you're thinking about, oh, wow, that's me.
Well, yeah. You know what happened? It made me angry, really, is what it did. It made me angry. Yeah. So, you know, it's like, okay, well, how are we going to do this? Well, we're going to cut it out. Okay. All right. So COVID hit between the diagnosis. This is the spring of 2020, early spring of 2020. COVID hit, right? And so when that happened, they locked us down, man. It was very tight.
Right.
No
visiting.
No entering, leaving the country. Can't go anywhere. You're locked in your house, right? Nothing, nobody to visit me. Well, pancreatic cancer is pretty serious. It's normally, it's a less than 5% chance with treatment.
Right? You had less than a 5% chance of survival with the pancreatic cancer, not even talking about the lung cancer and the pelvis cancer.
Correct. Yep. So, okay, we're going to cut it out. Wow. They're like, well, you know, the tumor's on the bottom of the pancreas, so we can cut it out. Okay, fine. We're going to cut the thing in half and cut and pull it out. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. So we did it. Surgery was successful, but it was a bit of a spin. Okay. They were like, oh, congratulations. Yeah. You don't have cancer. What? Okay. It was a misdiagnosis. It was actually a blood clot that they had mistaken on my pancreas and refused me a biopsy because they're like, you have cancer. We're not going to wait. We're not going to waste the money. You know, you're in denial. You're in denial. You have cancer. Just let's get on with it. Okay. So, you know, never really got a good answer as to, you know, why or how. And it's public health care, man. Doesn't matter. So, okay.
This is your side of the story. That's never been told. This is your side. Cancer's talking to you now. Hip cancer's talking to you. Pancreatic cancer's talking to you.
Yeah.
Lung cancer's talking. Doctors are talking to you. Everybody's feeding all this information to you. And here you are. Your side of the story is, man, I had friends who died from one of these same cancers diagnoses that I have. 6 months prior to me getting it, I still haven't processed the part about the hip cancer. Now you tell me I have pancreatic and lung cancer. Oh, wait, it's not. It's a blood clot.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, but you know what? You know, I tried not to, you know, focus my energy on the negative of that and be angry with the mistakes.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's focus on the positive, which was technically
exactly
we beat it. Technically, we beat it, right? Okay.
You did.
You know?
Wow.
So, okay, cool. Let's move on. Let's do the lung. Okay. So we go in. We do the lung. You know, they cut out the there's some lobes. You know, there's some lobes in there, right? So they cut out the middle lobe. Surgery went fine, but that got infected. And I still had an infected hip for over a year with like a hole in my leg where my hip was, like a fluid pocket about the size of a cantaloupe, man. Painful.
I just wanted to ask, you had to be in some excruciating pain, right?
You have no idea, man. You have no idea. Chronically horrible pain. Okay, so, you know, we get the cancer. Well, the orthopedic, he's like, look, you know, your leg's infected because of that little wire we put in there to keep it from moving up. We're going to take that out. Hey, man, I'm hopped up on drugs from the lung thing. Nobody's to visit me. Have no one there. I'm all alone. Okay, whatever. They do the surgery, okay? Mm-hmm. Botched up the surgery, okay? Caused bladder issues where I think I need to go to the bathroom a lot when I really don't. All sorts of stuff. You can imagine having to get up in the middle of the night trying to deal with this leg, right? Okay. Caused a surgical hernia. Now, this is on the side. This is on my side right here. This is actually my intestines right there.
You're kidding.
And they cut me all the way around, all the way down, right? They told me that would never heal up. They didn't think it was ever going to heal. Told me it would probably be an open wound for the rest of my life, right? Well, it healed up, and you see what it did. So that's you know, okay, all right, okay. And when they took out the wire, the leg. So the leg bone that was here.
I got to show that.
Goes up to here, okay? And I had a raised shoot. So this, okay, this is kind of what a normal shoot. This is a normal shoot. This is what my shoe became, 4 1/4 inches, right? And, this is what my pelvis looks like. Like, you can see, there's just the whole thing. It's gone, man. I mean, that's the, you know, this is the side. This should also be over here. So the visuals kind of help people a little bit. Okay, man.
Wow.
So, you know. Still infected, never healed, got the lung and hip. All right, couple weeks turns into months in the hospital. Get over the lung infection. The leg never, you know, still have that.
Okay. Right.
Finally, I get released. Still trying to just do my thing through COVID, you know, whatever, right? So lonely, man. Just horrible, horrible, horrible. Okay, great. I think we're done. Next scan. No. You really do have pancreas cancer this time for real.
Wait a minute, man. So you're telling me don't get sick in New Zealand?
If you do, come home. Great place to visit. People are awesome. I don't like to talk negatively, but you know, you can make your own.
Was there ever a time though that you doubted that you'd be able to tell your side of the story? You just had a friend that died from pancreas cancer six months prior to you being diagnosed. Did that ever come across your mind that you would never get a chance to tell your side of the story?
Absolutely. Once the pancreas thing, right, and I demanded a biopsy this time, and we had to wait several months and get it coordinated, and, you know, the appointments and the, it took several months, right? When they did the biopsy, it was cancer. I was holding out, praying for a miracle, hoping this was it, right?
Right.
And confirmed it. That's when I gave up for a couple weeks, you know? My team just said, look, Trent, don't worry about coming to work, hang out around the house, do your own thing. You know what? That was horrible. I'm hanging around the house. You know, like by the time the depressing talk shows are over at like 10:30 or 11.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You felt even worse.
I have no
one to play with. You felt even worse.
You know?
So what that tells me is whenever we're facing difficult or tough times in our minds and in our lives, is we should be careful about the things that we're watching and entertaining and listening to, because it can take us to an even deeper, darker, more depressing state. Let me ask you a question. So getting a chance to tell your side of the story, can help us move forward from grief, pain, and unexpected disappointment that life brings. A lot of people, Trent, remain frustrated and continue to feel victimized and powerless because they never get a chance to tell their side of the story. It's kind of like, you know, you have been in an argument with someone and they do all the speaking, they do all the talking, and you never get a chance to tell your side of the story, and you're frustrated, you're upset, you're angry, you're ready to throw things, all because you never got a chance to tell your side of the story. And a lot of times when we're dealing with different things, because those situations we're dealing with can be so overwhelming and overpowering, it can take our words from us. It can really literally steal the things that we would want to say, and we never get a chance to tell our side of the story. I know there are people that are listening and watching right now. You're not really frustrated as much because it happened. You're frustrated because you felt powerless to it and you never got your chance to tell your side of the story. I know it happened, but you're all by yourself and you never got a chance to tell your side of the story. They gave you the diagnosis, but you couldn't tell your side of the story. They told you this was going to happen to you, but you never got to tell your side of the story. They gave you medicine and treatments, but you never had a chance to tell your side of the story. And Trent, people become bitter. They become angry. They become recluse. They don't want to associate with people, not because of the situation so much, but because I never got a chance to tell my side of the story. Why is it important, Trent, that you tell your side of this story in regards to you being a three-time cancer conqueror?
Well, you know, I think that telling your side of the story also involves you having a choice. And a choice means that you also have some control, right? Mm. And I think that, you know, I had five or six surgeons. All my New Zealand surgeons told me I was done for. I've had a good run. You know, that it was over. And, you know, that this is going to get you, go home and be with your family. You know, all those things, right? And I was on the phone with my folks after a pancreatic doctor appointment with bad, bad news, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm on the phone with my folks. My folks are awesome people. I mean, I wouldn't be here without them. They are, you know, good Christian, solid people, never bought into it. rock solid, man. But I heard them. I heard them starting to lose hope, right? And lose their faith. And you know what? I heard my dad, Trent's a fighter. He ain't no quitter. He will figure this out. And I thought, I cannot give up. I have to keep going. I'm like, all of my options are done here. I've got to go back to that, right? I got to go back to the States and see if they can do something for me, right? So I did, you know, I came back and gosh, by that time, man, if I can find this, I don't know, where did it go? Oh, shoot. Anyways, oh, here it is. The tumor had gotten to be the size of a softball, okay?
You got to be kidding me.
This was on my little bitty piece of my pancreas that was left, right? I couldn't eat. It was growing into my stomach. You know, it was dire, man. It was bad. I went to the local clinic here. I was like, I could go anywhere in the country, right? But let's start at home. Let's start at home. Went in to see this guy, and he gave me some hope. The thing I had been looking for, you know? He's like, Trent, I think we can get this, and we better do it quick, or it's going to get you. But I think we can get it. I really think I can do it. Give me a chance at this. Give me a chance. So we zapped it, man, and we got it, right?
Yeah. Congratulations, man.
Congrats.
But that's what a lot of people need, Trent, when we're dealing with things that are tough facing us and hard facing us. We just need some hope. A lot of times we want a right now answer, and sometimes that right now answer might just be some hope that can get you to the next moment. You said, Travis, I did everything I could to get back to the States. Sometimes that hope means getting back to where we can get an answer. Sometimes hope will let you hold on until you can get the solution that you're looking for. Hope doesn't always mean that you'll have the answer right now. Sometimes hope means I can hold on until I get the answer. Yeah, let me say that again. Sometimes hope means you will be able to hold on until you get the answer that you need. I believe that there's some people that's holding on right now. I believe there's a people that's listening, Trent, who says, I'm holding on. I don't have the answer. I don't see the solution, but I am holding on until I get my answer. Listen, look at me close, everybody. Don't let go until you get the answer that you've been looking for. Don't let go until you get the solution that your life has been waiting on. Listen, your answer is just one hope away. Yeah, now listen, we understand. We understand, Trent, that there must have been physical battles and struggles. You told me that was an excruciating pain. But how did you have to adjust your thinking to cope with these battles? Because I'll be honest with you, the biggest scars was the one that you showed us on that paper. The biggest scars is what's up here in our head. How did you have to adjust your thinking?
It started with that decision that day when I was on the phone with my parents and I said, you know what? There's a big goal here, but I'm going to break this thing down into little bitty pieces. I got to look at my health. I got to look at my exercise. I got to look at my spiritual life. I got to look at my mental outlook. I got to work on all of these things. Yep. I'm going to start making decisions, okay, that put me in a good position that I've got better chances than I do. What can we do? What can we do to just get the odds a little bit better today? And when I go to bed that night, right, and I'm laying there all alone, trying to go to sleep, thinking about what I did. Did I make decisions? Did I win today? And you know what? You keep making those right decisions and you keep winning those days. Guess what? You stay alive.
Say that. Absolutely. Absolutely. You stay alive. You stay in the race. You stay in the game. Every day is a decision to make, you can make to win. We can make daily decisions to win. Now, you said something earlier that you used to do IT. You were traveling the world. Now, so you traveled the world. The world traveled to New Zealand. And yeah. New Zealand kettle corn, of all things, yeah. Kettle corn. Yeah. Tell us how it got started. And all those wonderful things about how it got started. But, sure. And how about your book, though? You co-authored this book called Breaking the Silence, Voices of Survivors. Tell us a bit about your book.
Sure. Well, I through doing these podcasts and my networking, you know, and I do a bit of speaking and, you know, and coaching and stuff like that. I got invited to be a part of this project where several people have a chapter in this book about overcoming odds in some manner or some
way. Awesome.
And so, yeah, I got it. You know, I got invited to do a chapter and I've spoken at the summits and stuff like that. So that's the book right there. And gosh, if you'd like a book, you know, you can jump on my website, flick me an email, do whatever. I'll sign it up for you and mail it to you. But, whatever, man. I mean, how awesome is that I got to, you know, do a little,
I know,
little,
right?
Little project. Yeah, man.
I know you're in the process of writing another book. That much I do know.
That's right.
I know.
Yep, we're working on the second one right now. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to pull up your website here real quick. I'm just going to pull up your website for us real quick.
Sure.
I got you right here. That yours right there?
That's it, man. That's me right there. Yep.
Perfect. There it is. And here's ways to contact them right here, everybody. You can click on that. Come in and fill your information here. And you can see he's on social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn. So there is TrentBrockCoaching.com.
That's it.
Trent,
that's it.
Yeah. All one word, TrentBrockCoaching.com. Here it is. You can see speaking, coaching courses, his story. You can see the courses right here. So you just go on there and see all those wonderful things. There you go.
Yep. And if you'd like to book a meeting, man, there's several options. You know, you can book a little call with me. It's not, you know, I don't charge people to have a chat. You know, if I can help you, you know, let's see if we can do that. Right. And if I can't, then, you know, wow, I'll direct you to who I would go see if I was in that position. You know,
I know. Right. That's what you call help. That's what you call help, man. Right there, you man.
Know? Yeah. You know, that. I've been through a lot. So, you know, I'm happy to share and, you know, share so people don't have to go through the pain I went through, you know?
I know, man. Let me ask you a question, man. So let's say, I always like to ask all my guests this. So let's say there's someone sitting right next to you right now, or they're standing in front of you and they heard your side of the story and they're waiting to tell their side of the story. All they've been hearing is what cancer can do. All they can see on the internet is what cancer can do. All their research has been saying what cancer can do. What is something you would say to someone who's listening, who needs encouragement through their own battle right now, so they can get the courage to tell their side of the story?
You have the power of choice. You are the quarterback of your life. The doctors, the surgeons, the medical professionals, they are a part of the team. They are. You. They aren't the final word. You have the final word. That's what to the final decision that I'm going to make, right? I get to make the call. And when you're the quarterback, it's this play right now, not the one you just had, not the next one, this one right now. And you need to get some positive yards, right? And if you don't, it's okay. You got a few chances and we're going to march down that field and I'm going to get a touchdown, right? Like beating cancer.
Man, I don't know if y'all caught what he just dropped. He said, you have the final say-so in your life. Listen, I tell people this all the time. Other situations that we can't control, situations beyond our control, may begin our story. They may begin our sentence. But you had the last period in your life. Yeah. You get to put the period on that sentence, not anyone else. Just because it may have started, You get a chance to finish that one, man. I get to put the punctuation on this one. Man, there is Trent. Thank you so much for being part of the show. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a great conqueror of what you're doing, man. Your energy is infectious. I love it. Thank you, man. Listen, guys, let me tell you something. There is something empowering about telling your side of the story. You know, in life, you will face many challenges. Some of those challenges will be unexpected, but keep this in mind. Whatever challenge you are facing, it does not get the last word. Whatever challenges come, it is still your story to tell. Nothing has the last word or the last sentence of your story but you. So get your power back and tell your side of the story. Guys, listen, Trent, thank you, man, for being here. We got to get out of here. But if I don't end this the right way, Trent, they're going to say something to me. Let me go ahead and get this real quick, man. Look, thank you, man, for being here. Guys, listen, you know how we do this. I want to thank everybody for being in the show. Guys, you can join right here each week, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, to listen to the show. Or you can stream on your favorite streaming platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, guys, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and so many more. Guys, we're going to get out of here, but it's always imparting. If you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here, y'all. I got to go. Peace. I got to play this music, Trent, or they're going to get mad at me.
Okay, man.
Oh, here we go. Peace out, y'all.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.